We are going to start the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay. Can we have roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record show all members are present, including President Graves, who is present via teleconference, with the exception of Director Callahan, who is absent.
Thank you. So can we stand, and Director Graham, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Absolutely. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a couple of technical difficulties. Just give us one second, and we'll get started.
What's in the boxes? Boring. Exciting.
You can't hear us all. Can Juan hear us?
Juan, can you hear us? Kevin, there he is. Kevin, can you hear us? Director Graves?
Unmute your phone.
For a public comment, you are welcome to come up. Give us 3 minutes of what you want to hear. Just a friendly reminder that while we're listening to you and hearing you, we are not able to respond. Is there any public comment? Not on the agenda. I apologize. So you can come about anything not on the agenda, and we'll get it right someday, I promise. Is there anybody online?
There's somebody online.
Okay. So we are going to close public comment and move over to the consent calendar. Is there any questions or changes that we have to the consent calendar? Director Cujo? Director Graves is, okay.
No, this is the author. Can you hear us, Director Graves?
Am I participating in this or not?
Yes, we can hear you.
Did you have any comments on the consent calendar, President Graves?
No.
Okay.
Just didn't know whether I was a part of the group or not.
You are 100% part of the group. You're part of the team. Can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Cujo?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
President Graves?
Aye.
Now we are going to move on to presentations. It looks like we have a presentation from Anthony at Veolia. If you can just give us 1 second while she pops up your presentation on the screen, that would be wonderful. ready to go.
Good evening, board. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Today I bring to you all the data for the water and wastewater for the month of July. As always, we start off with our safety sick work days. We are at 4,720 sick working days, no lost time accidents. We have covered several topics as such as superdose training, aerial lift training, ladder safety, and JSA operations, as well as stress communication, crisis communication, and weathering storms. On the next slide. All of our water wells are active. Well, five is still on standby for emergency operations. Next slide. Our water plants, we produce 61 million gallons and Newport 64 million gallons with a total production of 126 million gallons for the month of July. Chemicals were 2,200, 3,900, and a total of 6,100 gallons of aquaculture. This is a graph for how Hulu is doing in comparison to the last 13 months or a total of 13 months. We are running a little bit more water out of that plant than this time last year, but it does seem to follow a pretty good trend. On the next slide, you see the 74 Newport water plant. We have started trying to we've tried to balance both of the plants out a little bit more, and so Newport is still carrying a lot of the load, but we are starting to get a little bit more out of this month. So, and it does look like the usage will start slowing down in any day. On the next slide, protocol form samples collected this morning. 0 positive for chloroform, 0 water quality complaint, 0 hydrants were flushed because we are technically still under legal requirements on the only flush hydrants under emergency only until the drought's lifted. And then no amounts are exercised, but as soon as the drought is over, we will begin hydrant flushing and salvage or something. On the next slide. The wastewater, all 15 lift stations are active and no emergencies to speak of this month. Next slide, please. Wastewater plant 1 is still isolated off. Wastewater plant 2 has produced 35 million gallons, or excuse me, discharged 35 million gallons of water, and last year we had about 34 million gallons, so on par with our trend. And our polymer, we had a couple of issues. No polymer was used because we had repairs on both belt presses last month. So we have begun the belt pressing the solids out of this month, which we'll see in the next report. The next slide, please. Wastewater, total monthly flow, you can see how we're doing on the wastewater. A little bit more stable as opposed to the water side, but for July, we're doing pretty good. And no real concerns there with the flow yet. On the next slide. Our average discharge flow is pretty stable for this time of year, and no issues to report there. On the next slide. Everybody's favorite. Come up to me. You'll see in the next slide, but this is the trend. So July did come up, and you'll see by the number, I want to show you the average. June's numbers were pretty much affected by our ability to reduce well 7 from the water side. However, because Newport takes up such a high demand, this time of year, especially in July and August, we're not able to isolate that well off or we'll lose pressure. So you can see the conductivity went back up. But as soon as we see that water drop again, we're going to try to isolate well 7 for a longer time and see if we can get that number down a little bit more. On the next slide, you can actually see the numbers for wastewater. Everything is really good. pretty normal. We did have a protocol form 7-day median, was a little higher than normal. Generally, we're pretty close to non-detect. Same thing with protocol form daily max. We did not have any violations, notice of issues for the state. However, we did hit a little bit of a housing boom, and at the same time when we hit, we were also reclaiming pretty fast back from the lagoons, which all of the end of last year, while the digest pond was down, we were dumping into the lagoons to by that time, so we had to recover all of that back. So we're not allowed by law to hold that sludge there for endlessly. So we are trying to recover that as fast as we can so that we're ready if we ever need the capacity of the lagoons again. And that hit us about the same time now as we did, so that's why the numbers are high. Everything's back to normal, and we did save the land, so no issues there. Conductivity, the number, the actual average is 2415, and our limit is 2400. So again, we're going to try hopefully next month to draw off plus 7, see if we can get that number at least under 2400 the rest of this year. And the next slide, note zero SSO, material wastewater customer inquiry system, article month as well. Any questions?
I just had a curious question about the average discharge flow.
Yep.
Am I misreading this, or, I mean, intuitively, should it be a kind of an average, more of an even average amount, or? Just trying to show the spikes and valleys there.
So an average discharge flow, so this is average now. Notice that trend starts at about a million a day and ranges at a million. The high side of that trend is 1.2 million. So technically that range and that scale isn't much. That's pretty small, I mean, but because of that scale, we're trying to capture the highs and the lows. So basically, it's kind of interesting that on the wastewater side, December is really high time for us as far as the wastewater flow. But if you look at water, it's opposite.
Yeah.
So, but that is, so yeah, it's hard sometimes to remember that that bottom side of that scale is not zero. So it's, you know, that helps.
Yeah, no, that's, but thanks for pointing that out.
Are there any other questions? Director Graves?
Sorry, I was on mute. No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. I think we're going to let you off easy tonight. Thank you so much. Okay. Now we're moving on to discussions. Julie.
Good evening, Board. In 2012, the Tampa Discovery Bay issued bonds to the financing authority to complete water and wastewater projects. Projects were Well 7, for the water side, and some emergency storage facilities, Oxditch, and clarifier on the wastewater side. Tonight I want to introduce Jim Fabian, our municipal advisor for the town, to present a proposal to refund 2012 bonds. Refund is refinance.
Thank you. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you. Thanks, Julie, for that introduction. And pleasure to be here tonight. Once again, Jim Fabian, Field and Rollout Associates, the town's municipal advisor.
We're just pulling up your presentation here.
Okay.
One second.
I wanted to also introduce for the board our placement agent, Rick Brandes, and Dan Shaw of Oppenheimer.
Welcome.
And I believe that Juan Galvan of Jones Hall, our line council, is on the line via Zoom.
I am Jim. Good evening, everyone.
Oh, great. Thank you, Juan. So as Julie mentioned, we're here tonight to talk about refunding the outstanding 2012 bonds of the district. And the reason we're doing that is to provide economic savings to the district so that your new debt service on the refunding will be less than the existing debt service that you have on your 2012 bonds. Next slide, please. Again, just to introduce the team, we've been working with staff, Dana and Julia, Mike and Aaron, as well as the district's council, Rod and Andy. As I mentioned, Jones Hall Juan Galvan's on the line, Bond Council, myself, and then our placement agent, Oppenheimer, Nikki Tolman, Dan Shaw, and Rick Brandis, and Nolan Blair is the financing team. On the next slide, please. This is the overview of the refunding for 2022 bonds. Again, as I mentioned, this is to provide savings to the district. We'll be issuing approximately $11,658,000 of new bonds. These will be tax-exempt revenue refunding bonds. We're breaking it out the same way that the existing bonds were broken out to actually do the projects for the water fund and wastewater fund. The refunding mimics that exact same pro rata share between the two funds. You see there is $1.2 million roughly for water and $10.4 million for wastewater. The 2022 bonds are again secured by installment payments that the district makes to the water system and the wastewater system from net revenues. And each of the funds are kept separately. They're not cross-collateralized, so you can't use wastewater revenues to pay for water and vice versa. As we mentioned, the 2012 bonds will be refunded. That refunding will happen on December 1st, 2022. The bonds at that point in time can be called at 100% or par, and there's approximately $11.33 million outstanding. These 2022B bonds will be on parity with your existing 2017 bonds, and the 2022 bonds that we did earlier this year to provide project money for water and wastewater, and those bonds were rated AA by Standard & Poor's. On the next slide, I wanted to walk through the process that we used to go out and do a private placement solicitation. We sent the RFP out to 16 banks, asking them via a term sheet to specify an interest rate and the terms that they would offer the district to refund the 2012 bonds. Out of those 16 banks, we received 7 proposals back from different banks. We worked with staff to review those proposals, and in looking at the proposals that were received, Webster Bank National Association's bid was deemed to be the best bid based upon the interest rate of 3.54% and the terms, the most flexible terms for the tax. Next slide, please. On this slide, I wanted to show that this is the debt service on the new bond issue that will refund the 2012 bonds. Principal and interest payments stay the same, June 1 and December 1. No extension of the maturity of the debt, 12/1/2042, will continue to be the existing expiration date of the new bonds. We do have the ability, with some flexibility, to redeem the bonds after year 2. For the first 2 years, you can't redeem them, but in years 3 through 5, if you wanted to and you had the resources, you could call or pay off that debt at 102% in those years 3 through 5. In years 6 to 9, you could do that at 101% or 1% prepayment premium. And then in year 10, you can pay them off at 100% or par. So this is the debt service profile of the new bonds. On the next slide, we show the savings to the district. So each year, you have roughly $46,000 of gross savings to the town or the district for the refunding. And this compares the existing debt service to the old debt service. That translates into gross savings of roughly $974,000 over the term of the bonds. When you take in the time value of money, that PV savings or present value savings comes out to roughly $700,000 or 6.08%. The district's policies recommend that if a refunding or refinancing produces 3% or higher, it's something the district should consider. So we're well above that minimum threshold of 3% or at 6.8%. And again, no extension of the final term of maturity of the debt. On the next slide, just just wanted to again show each of the funds aggregate debt service. Each of the debt, the 2017, the 2022, and the new 2022B debt is shown on this graph, and you can see it's roughly $1 million a year. I'm sorry, $1.8 million a year on the wastewater side, and the new debt goes out a little bit longer than the old debt that you had for the 2017 and 2022Bs. On the water side, again, this shows the aggregate debt service on the next slide, please. This shows the water side of things, your 2017 debt, which is short in maturity because of the fact that it was used to do water meters, which have a shorter average life, and then the 22 bonds, and then now the 2022B bonds. And so this is the aggregate debt service for the water system. And the next slide, please. In front of you tonight, you have not only the resolutions, but you also have certain documents that we'll talk about. And again, the bonds are secured by the net revenues of the respective systems, the water system and wastewater system, through two different installment sale agreements that are in your packet. As I mentioned, net revenues are used to pay the debt, and we have a trust agreement that establishes the funds and specifies that there's no cross-collateralization between the two systems. This is a fixed rate debt. It's a level debt service. Your rate covenant stays the same at 125%. You can issue additional bonds in the future if you have a need, as long as you meet the 125% debt service parity test. The next slide, please. Tonight, as I mentioned, you're acting as the board and the authority. We'll deal with the authority later. You'll be adopting a resolution. It has the not to exceed parameters of $11,725,000. We're going to be less than that. The final maturity of December 1, 2042, which we're going to be using. And then a not to exceed interest rate of 3.85%. We're going to be less than that. We're at the 3.54%. It also approves the escrow agreement. That is the document that sets up a lockbox, for a better term, that makes sure that when the bonds close on September 15th, on December 1st, there's money to pay off the 2012 bonds. The indenture that I mentioned creates all the accounts associated with the debt. The wastewater installment sale agreement creates the pledge of the net revenues of the system to make the installment payments, and the same with the water installment sale agreement. And then in your packet is the term sheet from Webster Bank that they submitted that we used to select them as the best bidder for the town. On the next slide, this process has gone relatively quick because we wanted to really try to lock in as soon as we could the interest rate. Everything in front of you tonight is locked in. There will be no changes to what we have presented to the board. We started working with staff on July 14th. We then received the bids back on July 28th. We came in front of the Finance Committee on August 3rd to present this a similar presentation, walk through it. I got their approval to move forward tonight for the board meeting on August 17th. If we have your approval tonight, then everything would be set up to close on September 15th with the bonds to be called on December 1st. Happy to answer any questions that you might have. Juan's on the line if there's any legal questions as well.
I have a couple questions. Under issuance expenses, what is included in that?
So issuance expenses includes my fee as the municipal advisor, which I believe is $34,000. The placement agent fee, which is a like amount as well for Oppenheimer. We have bond counsel fee, I believe is $45,000. We also have a trustee fee and a CDM fee that makes up the cost associated with the transaction.
Okay. So let's say a year from now, all of a sudden rates just drop like crazy and, oh my goodness, you could refinance and get 1.5%, 2%. Is there anything that would stop us from refinancing at any point in time?
You would not be able to for the next 2 years.
For the next 2 years?
Right.
Okay,
so
but after that we could.
No ability to call.
Okay.
I hope you're right. I hope that happens. Yeah.
You didn't get the email?
But right now, the trend of interest rates
going
is
yeah,
not
I know. It's going
so
up.
After the 2 years, you can refinance, but you're held to a penalty, correct? Like 102%, 100%.
Until year 10.
Yeah.
And then that penalty goes mm-hmm. away. And
to 100%.
100% par call in year 10. And that's pretty typical.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the new bond issue we did earlier in the year, that had a 10-year par call.
Okay, thank you. Director Graves, did you have any questions?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Director Buteau?
Just a quick one probably for Dina. So out of curiosity, when we do a rate study, would the savings of this bond be factored into the rate study?
We could do it that way. I don't know the answer to that. So
okay.
I can actually call them and ask if that would be the case. But I can tell you right now that savings will be spent very quickly.
Sure, we'll be.
So it's kind of a wash.
Yep, exactly.
And this has been through finance, right?
Yep.
So finance agrees and approves. Perfect. Is there any public comment?
Thank you.
Okay. Seeing that there's no public comment, I'm going to bring it back to the board. Any other questions?
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Buteau?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
President Graves?
Aye.
Motion passed. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now we are moving on to Bill. Welcome.
Good evening. So as you know, last fiscal year, we contracted with the Corps to provide maintenance of the town parks. We're generally pleased with their commitment, their communication, but for this fiscal year, we'd like to again contract with them. However, we'd like to contract them to do maintenance of town street teams. And the reasons are threefold. It's difficult for our little 2 to 3 man crew to maintain some of the larger areas like Bixler and Newport. It's really beneficial to have a little bit larger crew to get that done. And the contracted mowing of our parks, even on a weekly schedule, a contractor would come in and do a week, and maybe we could get away with not doing some of the mowing. So with an in-house crew mowing crew, we can mow on an as-needed basis, or I could have only one staff member mow, and we can do other landscape maintenance. Projects. A third reason is actually over the year using the Corps has added like an on-call crew for us and they're beginning to understand our department objectives, our expectations, how we kind of want the town to look. So with the new contract, the Corps will provide a 4-man crew 5 days a week for 12 weeks. Enclosed as an example schedule, but ultimately it'll be up to the town kind of map out the weeks that we use them. The contract totals $75,900. So tonight's staff requests the board to approve the contract with the Greater Valley Conservation Corps in the amount of $75,900 for the maintenance of town streetscapes and landscape areas as a sum. Questions?
Are we using them the same amount of time as last time? Or will
so last
it be a little
time
bit
was
more?
14 weeks of park maintenance.
Okay. And this is 16 weeks.
That's
what
it is. In some of these areas, these streetscapes, there's plants that have just kind of grown up on their own. Are those being taken down? Good answer. And does this show the list of the areas you're going to have them work?
It doesn't show the list, but it's in general to the larger areas like Bixler and Newport, Discovery Bay Boulevard, and Clipper eventually. So those are larger streetscapes.
Well, you spent a year with them already, so I'm sure you've already figured out what their strengths and capabilities are.
Correct.
What our staff's strengths and capabilities are.
Right.
And so if you feel this is the best route to go,
yeah.
I'm certainly not going to sit here and say, no, we shouldn't do that. I mean, Obviously,
no,
that's
absolutely.
And I think actually by picking up an additional day, it's going to be more advantageous.
I think too. I think when we were doing the cost comparisons when it originally came to Parks and Rec, the cost for a four-man crew is very similar for us just hiring a one person.
Correct.
As
almost,
staff.
Yeah, almost
so it's a very nice compliment. We get a little bit more. We're, you know, helping out, teaching people how to do stuff, and and, you know, more bang for our buck. So I think it's a very creative, great way to do stuff.
As you realize, though, now with Streetscapes, greater visibility to the public.
So. And they like that, actually. They're all on board with, you know, taking those more areas that are more visible.
Which is perfect. Just again, visual recognition or you know, visual awareness. If you see something, pick it up. If it's a broken bottle, hopefully that will continue.
President Greaves, do you have any questions or comments? Okay. I'm hearing none. I'm going to go ahead and open up to public comment. Looks like there's no public comment, so I'm going to bring it back to the board. Let's see if we can get a motion to approve.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Roll call vote, please. Director Grant.
Aye.
Director Couteau.
Aye.
Vice President Porter.
Aye.
President Graves.
Aye.
Wonderful. Motion carried. Thank you, Bill. We are now moving on to manager's reports. It looks like we don't have any manager's reports, but we do have a general manager's report.
Hi, I just wanted to let everybody know that next week, a few of us are going to be attending the CSDA conference. It would be myself, assistant general manager, and two board members, Director Graham and Director Graves. So we're hoping to find out some interesting things and bring them back to the board.
Any questions?
Have fun.
Have fun. Enjoy. Are there any director's reports? I don't think there's any in there. I just want to make sure I'm not skipping anything.
Nope, all good.
Okay. Perfect. So it looks like we are at the end. Is there any future agenda items? Nope. Perfect. So I am going to go ahead and close the general meeting at 7:32.